This is the sound Felicity, aka Flick, Finlayson, wakes up to every morning. It's the sound of life on the remote Pom Pom Island in Malaysian Borneo.
It's a really small island. You can walk around it in about 40 minutes at a leisurely pace.
When she arrived here 2 years ago, she had no idea that she'd be staying on for so long. It was meant to be a holiday, just a break from the rush of life in Melbourne and a sabbatical from her work as a fashion designer.
I made most of the clothes myself, organized a few fashion shows, and then I had a big lifestyle change and broke up with a long-term partner and thought, I just want to get out of Melbourne for a bit and I might as well go do something I'm passionate about.
Flick's passion was for science, but she was never really the academic type.
I didn't actually pass year 11. Uh-huh. I got halfway through, so no, I haven't got a lot of education.
What she lacked in training, she made up for with passion and enthusiasm. Professor Steve Oakley, who runs the Environmental Research Center on Pom Pom Island, took note and invited her to stay on to pursue an internship. 10 months after she arrived for a short holiday, she was still living on the island, but now as staff, leading the team's dives and coral restoration projects. Which is what the group is gearing up for the day I visit.
Yeah, so basically we usually do, for the divers, we usually do 2 work dives a day. And that's 5 days a week. We do soft coral collection and hard coral collection, and then we transplant them to either areas that we think are more suitable or to our artificial reefs themselves.
The group is working to rebuild decades of underwater destruction, mostly caused by the widespread practice of dynamite fishing. We all suit up and head to a site on the north coast of the island. We dive in, and what we see is shocking. A seafloor that resembles a war zone. It's just all rubble. Back on land, Professor Steve Oakley explains how they go about rebuilding coral.
We use little fragments. We collect the fragments from bomb fishing sites.
He's holding up a tiny tip of coral. It's about as long as your index finger.
And we just collect them all together. Put them in cement, much the same way as you put a plant into soil and fertilizer, and they grow.
He's now holding a block of cement about the size of a small house plant. The coral planted in it has already grown enough that it's now ready to be planted permanently.
I learn so much from Steve every day, just from, I can ask him anything, it's amazing. I can be like, so what does this fish eat, and why is this relevant? I just get the answers.
As of late, what she's been learning is that things don't always go according to plan.
Especially with science, it's a lot of trial and error. So sometimes you do things hoping that it's going to be amazing and it doesn't work. And that's just part of it. But yeah, so those days you're a bit like, ah, for goodness sakes. Or, because you're always working with the weather. Sometimes you'll collect coral and you'll drop it down. 5 minutes later, the whole basket's gone. You're like, no, it's such a nightmare. But I mean, it happens with the ocean sometimes.
But by far the worst thing Flicks had to deal with was the day that things went horribly, unimaginably wrong. It was the day she nearly lost her life.
So I was standing next to the boat in waist-deep water, and one of our interns was starting the boat, as you do on every day. And there was just a malfunction, unfortunately, with the engine, and it kicked itself into gear. But yeah, it just sort of sucked me under, and then the propeller went over the back of my leg. When I popped up, I felt the back of my leg and was just like, oh my goodness, it's all gone. And then I got to the beach and laid there and I was like, okay, well, this is it. And I was just waiting, thinking, I know there's some really main arteries there.
Miles from land and then still hours more away from the nearest hospital, it was a brush with death that could have easily ended tragically. Fortunately for Flick, her team's quick action saved not only her life, but her leg as well. And it was a mark of the camaraderie that keeps drawing her back.
If you had have asked me on the way to Semporna with sandy towels wrapped around my leg, not sure what was going to happen, I thought I was going to lose it for sure, if I would come back and dive, I would have said yes. Yeah, the whole time thinking, when can I get back? When can I get back in the water? I just kept asking them, when can I swim? You can't swim yet. there wasn't a second where I didn't want to come back.
Today, Flick is back, with a conservation center largely running on the fuel of her energy. Around the year, visitors flock to the Environmental Center on Pom Pom Island to be a part of the change, to help rebuild these fragile ecosystems. Emily Richmond for DW in Borneo.